Good morning. I'd like for us today, I appreciate all the work that people have done. I know to single a few, I don't want to miss anybody. I know I would, but there has been a lot of work and effort lately trying to adapt, improvise, and overcome during this coronavirus pandemic and all that, with things that are being sent out by the governor's office to the different mandates for safety and so forth. You notice the chairs are arranged a little bit different order, and instead of that old janky tape, you know, separating the rows, Preston came up and removed the some of the rows. Doesn't look as bad. It looks nice and neat. And the men can now serve the communion as the mandate is, without touching the communion trays. They can go up and down the aisles easily. And we're, like I said, we're adapting, improvising, and overcoming to maintain the laws of the land, but never to compromise our religious beliefs and what the Bible tells us. We have been the last number of months. I tell you, we're winding down 2020. I'm glad. You know, I'm looking forward to 2021. This has been an odd year. Been a year of healing. Been a year of a little fear, a little like, what in the world is this thing? But my dad used to always tell me, everything you go through, try to learn from, good and bad. If you go through a good experience, learn what got you there and how you can benefit from it. Every person in our lives, we should learn from. Good people in our lives, hopefully maybe try to learn and emulate and learn something from them. If it's a bad example, learn something that you, what you don't want to do. Well, that there's no difference with that with this coronavirus. And I've just kind of looked back these last few months at lessons we can learn. Barbara, it's nice to see you. I don't want to interrupt my thought, but it's nice to see you sitting back there with Letta. And Letta had a birthday last week, and I was going to embarrass her by saying happy birthday to her, but I forgot last. That's what happens when I get old. It was there. It was there, and I had forgotten. But happy birthday, Letta, and nice to see you back, Barbara. Speaking of the coronavirus, you were kind of staying away for some of those reasons. But I want us to think about things that we can learn from these last few months. One is to appreciate the fellowshipping together. That is something that over and over again we Christians have talked about, how much we've missed the people that haven't been here. And it drives the point home. You know, we hear so often Hebrews 10, 24, and 25, where the Hebrew writer said, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. This verse, the last few months, has taken on a little bit different, not a different meaning, but a bigger emphasis. You know, before we ever heard of a coronavirus, we knew we should be attending worship services together. Not to check off something. It's not a list of things we as Christians, oh, I got to do this. You know, I got to show what, show up, as Dick was talking about in class today, you know, how do you do church? We are the church. It's not something that it's a checklist. Okay, I showed up. Check. I took a sip of juice. Check. I wasn't mentally engaged in any of it, but I showed up. That's not assembling ourselves together. It says, let us consider one another. Let us have each other in our minds of how we can stir up love and good works amongst us. Even the people that have, and there are some people that have legitimately needed to stay away for health concerns, age issues, and so forth, weakened immune systems, that they're not able to get out much at all because of this. Not only to the assembly, but they have to be extra take extra precautions going to the grocery store to get gas in the car, etc. Okay? So, but this kind of drives the point home. We've missed being together, to worship together, to bring up ways to stir each other up. And we've missed that. And I think through this, if one thing comes out of it, an appreciation of fellowshipping together. It drives that point home. Now, I also want to encourage those people that may have maybe gotten out of the habit, that those that can do, and I don't want to judge because I don't know their intent, but the people that can basically do everything else they want to do in their lives but are choosing to stay away from worship. They can still go here, still go there, and even post it on Facebook. I encourage you to get back in the saddle and get back to us so you can encourage us. So we can encourage you. Because these last few months, without everybody being together, I've appreciated the fellowshipping all the more because we haven't been able to do that. Another lesson I've learned is be prepared. Some of those pictures look a little familiar. You go in, there was a few months where it was like, we're living in Venezuela or something, you know, the just stark shelves. People fighting over toilet paper. Toilet paper, people. Be prepared. It's the motto of the Boy Scouts. Be prepared. The Bible deals with us being prepared. Proverbs 6, starting in verse 6, go to the ant. I hate ants. I hate ants with a passion. But I can learn, like my dad, learn from them. They're always busy. You don't see idle ants. You don't see an ant just hanging around. They're busy. They're always doing something. They're preparing. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways. I'm just reading the Bible. Don't take offense to it. Okay? I'm just reading it. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. We as Christians, as people, don't need to be that sluggard. We need to be prepared. Have a little toilet paper put back. Have some food put back where you're not having to go to a grocery store during a time like that and fight somebody over a can of pork and beans. Now, I like pork and beans, but I don't want to go to the grocery store and have a shootout with somebody over a can of pork and beans. Be prepared. But more than that, more than pork and beans, and more than toilet paper, be prepared spiritually. Be prepared spiritually. Terrence and I were talking about a gentleman that had attended here, that his daughter had just passed away a few weeks ago, and he was on his way to bury her. He wound up dying. We don't have any of the details, but a man that was just here. You know, we never know when our day will be. And more than toilet paper, I urge you to be prepared spiritually. And this being prepared, O sluggard, applies spiritually. Romans 12, 11 and 12 says, excuse me, Romans 14, verses 11 and 12, for it is written, Paul writes, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us shall give an account of himself to God. We're going to have to be prepared to do that someday. To give each one of us an account to God for ourselves. Matthew 10:28, Colin read that this morning as our scripture reading. Jesus said, and do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. That's what we've got to be prepared for. We have to be prepared to face our God, our judge, the creator of all. Jesus also said, for what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? I remember hearing earlier this year, it's probably March or April, I think it was probably about April, lady had a whole basket of toilet paper. Back before they started saying you could only buy one, she had a whole stack, and I heard her saying, yeah, I'll be selling this stuff. I wonder if she was stockpiling her salvation. I wonder she was stockpiling toilet paper and it was going to make a little profit on that. I wonder if she was putting as much effort into her salvation as she was in toilet paper. 1 Peter 3 verse 15, the Apostle Peter writes, but sanctify the Lord in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. We need to always be prepared to share our faith, to share our faith with those that ask, to share our faith with those that are watching our lives, maybe not even asking, but watching our lives. And 2 Timothy 2:15, I tell you, between Hebrews and 2 Timothy 2:15, you should be able to quote these by now. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's how we prepare ourselves. To be prepared for that great and glorious day when this life ends, when this part of our existence ends. And the last one I'd like to look at today, we're going to do a two-parter on this. We'll do the rest of it next week. We still served in spite of this issue with coronavirus. We never stopped serving. We stayed open. I'm not criticizing. Please don't take this wrong. I'm not criticizing congregations that decided for one reason or another maybe to temporarily close. We chose not to. We never missed a beat. We sometimes scrambled to try to adhere to mandates that were coming out of government offices. We never missed a beat preaching the word. We never missed a beat assembling here. There was times where we had to be 10 or less, and we kind of did it on a staggering rotation, but we were here. In fact, we've had two baptisms during this time. We started live streaming. And we might even get better if we can figure out how to work the new thing. It might even be better. It might even be better if we can figure it out. Hopefully we can. But we've live streamed. The increase. I don't know if you realize this. There was no church program to start. Have you noticed the increase of cards that you've been sending or getting by people? The emails, people connecting, staying connected with each other, the texts that people send and get, people offering to help others with grocery shopping, doctor's appointments, counseling, things like that. Not only have we still served, in some ways we've upped our game. We took it as a challenge. I remember hearing a quote years ago. If I remember right, it's attributed to Coach Vince Lombardi, that trials don't build character, it reveals it. And this has been a revealing of our character as a congregation. We've served in spite of, we ain't scared of no Rona, we're going to serve. We're going to worship God. We're going to sing praises to Him. Case closed. We might have to adapt a little bit so we don't get in trouble, but we're going to do it. Colossians 3:17, Paul wrote, "And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Whatever we do it to God's glory. I think of this verse with our congregation. Galatians 6:10, "Therefore, as we have opportunity," and we got to keep our eyes open for that opportunity, "as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." Acts 5:29, "The apostles were under strict orders by the authorities. Quit preaching. You're turning Jerusalem upside down. They were, Peter, John, and the apostles were called together. Didn't we tell you to stop? And here you're at it again. Their response, they were told not to by the authorities. But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. You're not going to tell us not to preach the Word of God. You can tell us all you want. The Word of God is going to be preached. We're going to end there for today. There's three more things that we will look at next week. I give you the same admonition that my dad gave me. In any and all circumstances, try to learn, good and bad, from people you encounter to events you encounter, even if it's negative. Learn something from it. Be better because of it. We looked at some ways here, some observations in these last few months dealing as Christians with the coronavirus. The lesson is yours. We'll continue next week. If you need to respond to the invitation, if there are those of you in the assembly today that have not put your Lord on in baptism, we urge you to do so. If you have sin in your life and you are a Christian, I urge you to repent. If it's a public sin that involves others, repent publicly. If it's a private sin between you and God, repent privately. But repent. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. If you need prayers of the congregation, Don has already submitted prayers for a friend of his. Let's keep Gordon in our prayers this week. Let's keep RC and Carolyn in our prayers as they're traveling, looking for work for RC. As our brothers and sisters may be struggling, not being able to come back, let's remember them. Stay connected with them. Whatever your need today, please come forward while Don leads us in the invitation. Let's stand and sing.